touched Moskalko's swollen leg with the palm of his hand. Moskalko felt a flash of heat, at which point the pain in his leg disappeared and Moskalko's mental confusion cleared up. Then events became even more bizarre. Previously, Moskalko had experienced a UFO encounter, and the strange man now questioned him about the incident, and then moments later, disappeared. Researcher Albert Rosales, perhaps best known for his multi-series volumes chronicling humanoid sightings across the world, writes that this case is one of many reports indicating curative powers on the part of aliens or humanoids. 6. One of the rarest types of healing is of an injury caused by an animal attack. We have already examined the case of Deputy Robert Good, who was bitten by a baby alligator. The following case involves another type of animal attack. Case #173. Shark bite on leg. In January 1991, store owner Amador Piazza Viles saw a UFO hovering over a mountain in Las Cucaras in Ponce, Puerto Rico. Unknown to Viles, there was another witness. Jose Maria Fernandez Martinez, a fisherman and the father of 7 children, also saw the UFO earlier the same week as Viles. When the object remained in place for more than 10 minutes, Fernandez grabbed his camera and tried to record it. At that moment, his camera malfunctioned. Following the incident, something very strange happened. Some days earlier, Fernandez had been bitten by a shark. His family and those around him saw Fernandez's wound on his lower leg, which was severe enough that everyone knew it would take a long time to heal. The morning after trying to film the UFO, Fernandez woke up to find his leg and foot healed, showing only a scar on his heel. "I cannot tell that the beings who came in the ship cured me," says Fernandez, "but something strange happened to me because my wound closed since that night." On the same evening, Fernandez's wife, Gloria Santiago, saw strange lights coming out of the water. 7. Because UFO healings are often relegated to the fringe of UFO research, many potentially good cases receive only brief mention. The following case is a good example, and involves a cluster of cases with multiple witnesses and healings. Despite this, the only U.S. coverage was in a small press UFO magazine, The Missing Link, now defunct. Case #188. Knee injury. An undated case, circa 1993, comes from researcher Helga Morrow. A boy from Tbilisi, Georgia in Russia injured his knee. While still suffering from the injury, the boy received a visit from friendly extraterrestrials who operated on his knee, restoring it to normal. This case is only one of several coming from the Tbilisi region. 8. While most cases of healing involve the use of technology, some involve the use of hands-on healing, such as this next case, from researcher Barbara Lamb. Case #202. Knee injury. Matthew, of California, has had multiple encounters with ETs. On August 17, 1995, he had an encounter during which 3 greys entered his home. Matthew described them as having 4 fingers, without fingernails, and beige or grey-green skin. He found himself unable to move and understandably frightened. One of the beings told him telepathically that they would not take long. During the visitation, one of the beings, who Matthew sensed was female, performed an apparent healing procedure. Matthew had been suffering with an ongoing problem with his knee that was quite painful, a fact that the being seemed to be aware of, writes Lamb. Through touch, she somehow deliberately intensified the pain in his knee to the point that he was aware of tears streaming down his face. Matthew felt she was testing his endurance to pain, but she told him that the examination was intended to diagnose his physical condition and contribute to his healing. Interestingly, during Matthew's encounter, one of the entities retrieved pain medication from the bathroom and telepathically queried him about its use. 9. Most UFO healings occur inside UFOs. Some occur at the location of the injury, on the road while driving, or even inside people's bedrooms. As most UFO researchers soon learn, a UFO encounter can happen virtually anywhere, even in very crowded locations. In a small number of cases, UFO healings occur in a very unexpected but logical location, hospitals, such as the following, which comes from researcher Virginia Oroso. Case #204. Broken legs. In November of 1995, Connie Isel, of Sacramento, CA, and her friend were in a tragic automobile accident which left Isel gravely injured. At the hospital, her doctors told her that her right leg would have to be amputated. Isel, however, believed that the ETs could heal her. She had already experienced healings from them before. While in the hospital, and in desperation, she prayed to the ETs for help. Isel is convinced that they responded. Says Isel, "It was an extraordinary feeling to wake up, alive. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw an ET, a very tall being with whom I was familiar. When I turned to look at him directly, he was no longer there. To everyone's amazement, Isel recovered quickly and her leg was saved. The doctors were so stunned, they gave her the nickname Miracle Legs. 10. As we have seen, some cases of healings involve injuries that occurred during the UFO encounter. Sometimes the injury is accidental, other times it is inflicted upon the abductee by the ETs, such as this next case, which involves both technology and mind power. It was first revealed at the famous 1994 UFO conference at MIT. Case #207. Leg incision. Erica X is a designer for a popular New York City clothing store. She has had UFO experiences her whole life. Although she lives in a large apartment building in Manhattan, her abduction experiences continue. One particularly dramatic incident occurred in 1995. She was taken from her apartment and into a UFO, where she was examined and operated upon. After cutting open her leg, one of the aliens placed his hand over her wound and healed up the cut. Says Erica, "I was looking at this as if in shock, and then the wound in my leg kind of sealed up." The next morning, Erica checked her leg and found a faint hairline scar, already completely healed. Erica has a medical condition which normally causes very slow healing. She has to be very careful because cuts usually take weeks or months to heal and always leave noticeable rough scars. This scar, however, was not only healed, it was practically invisible. For Erica, this was proof that her encounters were real, and even her doctor, she says, was impressed by the scar. 1. Many abductees struggle to deal with their experiences. It is not unusual for witnesses to deny their abduction memories and call them dreams. However, when a healing occurs, these kinds of denials can no longer be sustained. It's not unusual for a healing to occur, providing proof to the witness that something unusual is happening to them. In this next case, a young man learned the reality of his UFO experiences following an auto accident. Case #206. Broken leg. Dave, a successful businessman originally from Murphy's, California was 5 years old when he had his first encounter. The year was 1981. He was looking for his friend and went to search the garage. To his surprise, instead of his friend, he saw what he now recognizes as a gray type ET. "I remember seeing a large head poke out from behind a tall box," Dave writes. "Nothing happened, nor was I spoken to. I tried to run away." As he tried to flee, he noticed a strange effect. "Running away was difficult, as if I was moving in slow motion, as if time slowed down." At this point, he doesn't remember anything else. But as the years passed, he never forgot the time he saw an alien hiding behind a stack of boxes in their attached garage. Following this event, Dave experienced a continuing series of very vivid dreams of aliens in the house. Then late one evening in 1991, as a freshman in high school, Dave lay in bed with his eyes closed, when he heard a strange warbling tone echoing around him. His entire body was paralyzed. The room filled with blue light. He opened his eyes, but was facing the wall and couldn't see what was going on. Says Dave, "I heard a voice that said, 'Don't move.'" The voice sounded synthesized and not like it came from a being spoken through vocal cords. It also had a sinister tone to it, in my opinion. Dave lay there for an undetermined time in a panic until the paralysis broke. He ran into his dad's room and told him what happened. It was 4:45 a.m. In the weeks that followed, the strange tone descended upon him several times. Dave learned how to fight it off most of the time. A few times, when he was awake and lying in bed, it would get him, and he'd find himself experiencing a vivid, a lucid dream-like experience with gray-type ETs. In one scenario, he saw himself as a five-year-old. In another, he encountered a gray-type ET in the bathroom. Proof that Dave was having actual contact came in 1995, following a severe car accident with his friend. "I was in the back seat of his car without my seat belt when he ran his car off the road," Dave writes. The boys were rushed by ambulance to Memorial Hospital. Dave felt certain that his leg was broken. Thankfully, their injuries weren't life-threatening. Dave's shin had been badly bruised. Other than being temporarily unable to walk, he was fine. He was bandaged up and sent home to recuperate. That evening, he heard the warbling tone and suddenly woke up inside the dream state to find himself kicking field goals on the school football field in the middle of the night. Dave wondered to himself, "What am I doing out here?" "The moment I thought this," says Dave, "I opened my eyes and I was on a table, completely paralyzed. I was in a dark room with subtle light shining on me. There were beings to the left and right of me, but my eyes couldn't move enough to see. The room was octagonal, a very flat olive green, almost a grayish olive green. There was a frosted window on each of the three walls in front of me, with silhouettes of small figures behind them, one per window. The rooms behind the frosted windows were brightly lit." "The moment I realized what was happening," Dave continues, "I began to severely panic. In the blink of an eye, I was back in bed again, instantly. My leg was completely healed, as if nothing ever happened from the accident the night before." Unable to explain what had happened to him, Dave kept his healing secret. He did notice one pattern. Once again, the experience ended at precisely 4:45 a.m. In 1995 and 1996, Dave had two more experiences that began with the tone, followed by a lucid dream that seemed to transform into an actual encounter with gray-type ETs. The experience is continued throughout his life. In 2008, he had a profound experience in which he met a group of ETs, one of whom gave him a lesson about how to manifest and create through the power of consciousness. 12. In some cases, people are healed of illnesses they didn't know they had. In this next case, a man asked to be cured of an injury, which the ETs agreed to do. They then healed him of an unknown condition. Case #216. Knee injury, kidney stones. In June 1997, two friends were out hiking and fishing in a rural area outside of Borovy, Chelyabinsk, Russia, when they saw an egg-shaped object landed in a field. One of the friends approached and suddenly found himself inside the object with tall humanoids. He held a long conversation with them. They told him that there is no disease on their planet, and they live an average of 500 years. At one point the witness asked the ETs, "Can you heal my leg? I suffered a knee injury and it did not heal." The being replied, "If you like, we will help you." The being touched a device and three robotic-type beings entered the room carrying instruments. The witness's seat transformed into a table. He was undressed and one of the ETs poured a greenish foam on the injured knee. The foam hardened, forming a cast. The witness couldn't recall what happened next. When he regained awareness, he was fully dressed and back in the chair. He touched his leg and felt no pain. His knee was flexible. He was cured. "We have corrected your leg," said the ET, "and purified you of kidney stones." "I didn't have any kidney pain," the witness said. "You would have gotten sick," they replied. After what seemed like 15 minutes, the witness exited the craft. His friend was frantic and said that he had been missing for much longer. The witness remembered only approaching the craft. He didn't remember anything that happened on board until 1 year later. He did notice immediately that his leg was healed, and saw a peculiar pink scar. He went to his doctor who confirmed that his knee was healed. 13. Healing cases often involve the presence of entities of various appearances. Most common are greys, human-looking ETs and praying mantis. This next case involves a being that is extremely unusual. Case #225. Broken legs. In 1999, a man hiking along a cliffside path in the wilderness in the Grand Tetons, in Wyoming, slipped and fell. He broke his right leg above the ankle and his left leg had a compound fracture to the femur. He woke up around dusk to find himself lying in a bush, unable to move. He had a water bottle and three energy bars. He survived the night, but in the morning, was in too much pain to move. His right thigh was now so swollen that he had to cut his pants open. 2 days later, the hiker was still waiting for help. He had consumed all his food and water and was struggling to remain conscious. Suddenly the hiker realized that somebody was picking him up and carrying him. It was a normal-looking man. When they reached the trail, the rescuer closed his eyes. Suddenly the hiker saw a strange red glow appear around them, and he wondered if he was hallucinating. About 10 minutes later, another figure approached, covered from head to toe in light blue feathers, with no other clothes. The hiker wondered if he was hallucinating again, or if the figure was wearing a costume. The feathered being began to examine the hiker's legs. The being put his hands on the hiker's chest and closed his eyes. Again, the hiker, who was still being held by his initial rescuer, saw a red glow engulf him. Afterward, the man released the hiker and let him stand on his own. The hiker was amazed to find that both his legs were healed, as though they had never been injured. The beings said they were friendly and were there to protect him. The hiker learned that the feathered being was female. 14 Well-documented UFO healing cases are difficult to find. However, with hundreds of cases now on record, some definitely rise above the rest. The following case is one that is particularly well verified, with multiple eyewitnesses, physical proof and doctor's confirmation. Case #244. Broken knee. Stan Romeek exploded onto the UFO scene when he presented a remarkable video segment showing an apparent grey ET peeking into his living room in April 2003. Before then, he and his family had already experienced a wide variety of bizarre events in their home outside Denver, Colorado. But the videotape was the straw which broke the camel's back. The Romeeks finally realized that they were dealing with ETs, and Stan seemed to be the target. The months and years that followed brought more encounters, which escalated in number and intensity. Before long, Romeek found himself with an abnormally large amount of evidence. Realizing that his case was unusual in this regard, he went public and wrote a book about his encounters. This was soon followed by another book, and also a book by his wife, Lisa. The evidence supporting the Romeek case includes multiple independent eyewitness testimonies, photographs, moving films, landing traces and much more, including one particularly dramatic and well-verified healing. On May 4, 2006, Romeek was painting the outside of his house. He was on the top of the ladder when it began to wobble. He tried unsuccessfully to keep his balance and fell 12 feet to the ground. As he landed, he heard his knee pop and felt excruciating pain shoot up his leg and through his body. Romeek managed to hobble into the house and tell Lisa, who rushed him to the emergency room. The news was not good. He had torn his anterior cruciate ligament and his hamstring muscle. The doctors told him that he would need reparative surgery. Romeek agreed and surgery was scheduled for next week. Meanwhile, they gave him a knee brace and painkillers, and told him not to use his leg until after surgery. Romeek returned home and did his best to recuperate. When a weekend fishing trip presented itself, he reasoned that the trip might prove relaxing and take his mind off his many worries, and he agreed to go. It turned out to be a huge mistake. The additional activity aggravated his knee, which swelled to 3 times its normal size. He returned home and, still wearing the knee brace, went to bed in miserable pain. When Romeek awoke, he discovered that it was the middle of the night and he was standing in his underwear in his living room. Lisa walked in from the garage and was surprised to see him there. She told him the power had gone out and she had to reset the circuit breakers. They were both sluggish and dazed, and after cleaning up a mysterious blood stain on Romeek, they returned to bed. When they woke in the morning, they discovered an 8-foot circle of swirled and crushed grass outside their home. They stared at it in surprise. It was then that Romeek and Lisa realized that he wasn't wearing his knee brace. What happened next was even more of a shock, writes Romeek, but this time in a good way. Lisa asked me how my leg was feeling. Curious that it didn't seem to be hurting, I gingerly put all my weight on the injured knee. Lifting my leg, I began bending it back and forth and noticed that there was no pain, and that the swelling was completely gone. Not only was the swelling absent, but there were now 5 perfectly spaced holes running vertically down the right side of the knee. They appeared to be tiny puncture wounds aligned in a perfect straight line. Was it possible that I had been abducted again, but this time, instead of performing some bizarre medical procedure on me, had instead performed a useful service by repairing my damaged knee? Romeek photographed his leg and the landing traces. He was excited by the possibility that our alien friends might also be helpful instead of merely annoying, and they began to search for the knee brace. They looked in the house, but there was no sign of it. They found it later that night outside, melted and fused to some spare bricks lying on the ground next to the house. Later they found more pieces scattered in the field behind the house. Why they had incinerated my brace was puzzling, writes Romeek. Were they trying to make a statement, get my attention and fairly shout that they had done me a favor just in case I missed the point, or was there some other even more obscure reason? In any case, I didn't care. They had repaired my knee instantaneously as far as I could tell, and for the first time in years I was actually thankful I had been taken. Romeek called the doctor and cancelled his surgery. The doctor disagreed strongly. Romeek remained firm, so the doctor insisted that Romeek come in for an examination. The doctor examined his knee and the strange puncture wounds, but was unable to provide an explanation. He told Romeek that his knee was now healthy. Writes Romeek, I doubt if there was a more bewildered doctor in the state of Colorado. The entire event caused Romeek to re-evaluate his relationship with his abductors. The ETs seemed capable of healing as well as harming. Harming, although how one defined harm is difficult to say. Perhaps from their perspective they are trying to help the human race, perhaps even save it, so how could I maintain with any degree of certainty that they were harming me when they abducted me? If an advanced alien species really wanted to do us harm, it's pretty obvious they could have done so by now. And if the ETs are evil, why did they fix my knee? A philosopher I'm not. But I can tell you that I was very grateful that they not only fixed my knee, but forced me to do some careful soul searching. 15. It is difficult to determine why some people are being healed and others aren't. One such clue, however, becomes immediately obvious. Those who experience a lifetime of contact are more likely to experience a healing than somebody who has no history of encounters. The following case involves a man who had an encounter as a teenager, and later experienced a dramatic encounter with his wife and multiple other witnesses. Case #258. Knee pain, improved vision. When he was 16 years old, Corey was on a Boy Scout camping trip, location unknown, somewhere in the USA, and experienced a UFO abduction during which he was examined by gray ETs. It was a positive experience, and Corey longed to stay with the ETs. They refused but told him that they would see him again. Years later, in September 2009, Corey woke up in the middle of the night to a strange back pain. He went to the mirror and found strange marks on his back that were sore and tender. As he examined himself, he spontaneously recalled that he had just been visited by ETs. He recalled that he and his wife were both taken to a strange building with windows all around the walls. Many other people were also in the room. Outside was an unfamiliar grassy area. Everybody suddenly evacuated the room, at which point, several UFOs appeared, including one directly over the building. The UFO emitted a brilliant beam of light. I walked into the light, said Corey, and it felt good. It penetrated into me and felt like a healing light. But I did not stay long in the light because it was so powerful that I felt it could burn me. The next thing Corey knew, He was talking to a grey that was somehow disguised as a human. It was asking him a series of confusing questions, and Corey felt that it was trying to hypnotize him. In an effort to break the spell, he looked away. That's when he saw that each of the other people around him also had a grey alien standing next to them. He saw a grey removing one person's eye and then replacing it. Others appeared to be undergoing various operations, though everybody seemed to be in some sort of daze. There the dream ended. A few days later, Corey began to notice several strange symptoms. Earlier he had major surgery on both shoulders to repair damage to his joints. The surgery was a success and he was close to enjoying full range of motion again. However, both his knees suffered from the same condition and were swollen and painful. Following the experience, however, his knee pain was unaccountably gone. The only explanation Corey can find is his strange alien experience. "I believe the aliens examined my shoulders," says Corey, "and saw the types of surgeries that were done on them and did something similar with my knees. I believe that other people that I was with had similar things done to them by the aliens. I also have noticed that my vision has become better and my sense of smell is better." Why was he healed? Corey believes it might be because he has hybrid alien children. "I have wondered about hybrid alien children," he says, "and if they have the human desire to know who their parents are, and if they come back to see their human parents. Then they may help their parent out by healing them from an illness. This, I believe, is what has happened in my case." 16. In some cases, a witness may experience missing time but have no idea what happened. The only evidence is the healing itself. The following case involved many clues that something strange had occurred. The witness not only received a healing, but an apparent boost to his intelligence. Case #265. Broken foot. Late in the early morning hours of July 23, 2012, Michael Chambliss, pseudonym, was driving from work to his friend's house to celebrate his birthday. Chambliss was turning 31 years old when he felt a strange warmth in his head and heard a voice telling him to go to his parents' home in Lehighto, Pennsylvania. He obeyed the voice and arrived around 3:30 a.m. As he exited the car, he heard a sound like a rock hitting metal. The dogs in the house began barking frantically. Looking at the house, he was shocked to see two large red orbs of light, each containing a strange grey-type ET figure about 4 feet tall. Large shadows moved back and forth near the greys, who were making odd bleeping noises as though speaking to each other. It looked to Chambliss like the strange figures were trying to get in the house through an open window. Chambliss took immediate action. He dashed inside and grabbed a stoker rod from the fireplace to chase the figures away. He turned the corner of the house and without any warning, found himself waking up from an unconscious state. He was now lying on the ground outside the house. The fireplace stoker was right next to him. He felt weak, disoriented and groggy, as though he had just been anesthetized. His clothes, he realized, were not on him correctly. Feeling too weak to make it the short distance to the house, he stumbled into his car, where he learned that he was missing about 1 or 2 hours of time. He remained there until morning. Following the incident, Chambliss noticed another bizarre symptom. Writes the MUFO field investigator who researched the case, his right foot, which was broken some time before the incident, was now healed. Strangely, now his left leg hurt, though it did not appear to be broken. Chambliss doesn't remember any encounters before this, but he admits that at age 18, he began to dream about strange subjects like quantum physics, Einstein's theories, three-dimensional space, the unified field theory and more. He now wonders if he was watched by ETs while growing up in his parents' home, which was located on an isolated lot, hidden inside a grove of trees. 17. While the presence of a UFO healing would seem to indicate a positive ET agenda, this is not necessarily true. For example, consider the following case involving two sisters, one who experienced a healing, and the other who was seriously injured. Case #272. Knee injury. As investigated by researchers Kathleen Mardy and Denise Stoner, twin sisters from Massachusetts have experienced visitations by gray-type ETs since they were children and on through adulthood. In 2013, one of the twins was in her bedroom when the room filled with bright light, something that usually happened at the onset of an abduction experience. She became temporarily paralyzed. The next thing she knew, some time had passed and she was dropped back onto her bed. She was bleeding and had to be rushed to the hospital and treated for severe loss of blood. Following this incident, the same twin had a fully conscious encounter during which the ETs healed her of a prior knee injury. She also found unusual fluorescent marks on her body. Her case is ongoing. 18. One of the leading factors pointing toward the veracity of UFO healings is the extraordinarily large number of cases. The fact that most major researchers have uncovered these types of cases is clearly not a coincidence. One early and pioneering researcher, Don Woolley, contributes the following case, involving someone who injured herself aboard a UFO as a result of fighting against her abductors. Her experience reveals why some ETs, despite having the technology to heal people, choose not to heal them of certain conditions. Case #273. Leg injury. U.S. Army veteran Ruth Simmons of Alaska experienced a remarkable UFO healing after being injured aboard a UFO during an abduction. She reports being taken many times. She thinks one of the reasons she was chosen by the ETs is because I am very strong. Despite this, the encounters are frightening and she sometimes tries to resist them. I was on a table in an upright or standing position, Simmons says, describing the 2013 encounter, date approximate, in which she was healed, and around me were four little beige aliens, two tall blondes, and a dark, curly-haired man. They had secured my upper body and were attempting to secure my legs. While they were doing this, a robotic arm was moving into position over my lower abdomen. I kicked my left leg up and actually impaled myself on a sharp edge that was under the robotic arm. The little beige aliens became frantic, and I got the feeling that they were distressed, like, she hurt herself. She hurt herself. What happened next can only be described as incredible. One of the blonde aliens came, said Simmons, and put his hand over my injury, and wiped off my leg. And then I saw that my leg was healed. But there was a scar. That is when the dark-haired man mind talked to me, and told me not to worry. The scar would eventually fade away and my leg would look as it always had. Earlier, Simmons had given birth by C-section, and now had an unsightly scar and stretch marks. During her experience, she decided to make a request. I asked him to get rid of my C-section and my stretch marks. The man smiled. I can't do that, he said. Why not? Simmons inquired. Because people will know we are here. Well, what if I tell people you are here? Simmons asked. Well, no one will believe you. Yep, said Simmons. You are right, no one will. 19. The following case, published here for the first time, may provide a clue about who is being healed and why. Healings involve men and women of all ages. The cases come from all over the world. Race, religion, and education do not seem to be determinative factors. We already know that a history of encounters increases your chances of having a UFO healing. As the cases add up, another pattern becomes increasingly apparent. Many people who report healings have professions that are helpful toward humanity, or who have the potential to help enlighten and teach humanity in some way. Case #278. Foot injury. John, pseudonym, is a highly intelligent and deeply spiritual young man from Belgium. Ever since he was a child, he knew he was different from most people. I remember choosing this life, he says, clear as day. Always have, always. Had to hide it from people. But I always knew where we come from. One evening John and his girlfriend were in his home in Overmorie, watching a crime drama on television. The first commercial break occurred at 11:20 p.m. John felt the urge to pee and ventured into the backyard to look at the stars and quickly relieve his bladder. It was one of those cold, clear nights, John said. I could easily see many stars out, when suddenly I noticed a dark patch, as if one spot had no stars at all. I kept my eyes on it and saw a reddish amber glow on the bottom, which allowed me to see the shape. It was huge and silent, pretty close to. I stood there a few minutes, jaw dropped, and went back inside because I soon got chilly. Inside, the TV is on a different channel. I find my girlfriend, she's pacing around like mad. Where have you been? Did you go out for a drink without me? Were you at X's house? And I don't know what's up, but I ask for the time. She tells me that it's 12:50 a.m. and wants to know where I've been. Apparently, I was missing an hour and a half of time. I tried to explain, but she thought I was lying. She was a non-believer. This is not the only unusual event in John's life. Another incident occurred in 2014. At the time, he had a service job which entailed long periods of standing. Normally, this wasn't a problem. John was very active and healthy. He loved sports and often played football, or went cycling or swimming. I had this job for years, John says. One day I noticed my left foot was uncomfortable and I would always lean on my right. It got worse over a few weeks, to the point where walking became an issue. My foot was swollen and it felt like either something was broken inside or infected. Needless to say, I called a doctor, because, well, I couldn't walk normally. He found nothing and said that maybe a recent change of shoes had caused it. I saw another doctor who specialized in sports injuries. He also found nothing, but prescribed some painkillers anyway. Because I was missing a lot of work due to this injury, I was getting new slips to stay at home every week, because we always thought that it would pass quickly. Unfortunately, John's problem didn't pass quickly. As his foot pain continued to worsen, he finally sought out a new